This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550-701-25-80-550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com or text 701-226-8503. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the oil industry creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to North Dakota Oil, North Dakota Speak Clearly Pod, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. I'm Todd Mitchell. No Scott Hennon for a few days. Ron Ness of the aforementioned North Dakota Petroleum Council is here. As Scott goes shopping today, he needs 3 days to shop. Well, this is a pretty big purchase when you think about it. So,
well, good morning, Todd, and good morning, everyone. We have a great lineup of speakers today, but first we got to poke Scott for a while. He's where is he, Todd?
They're college shopping. I kind of like my take better. Shopping.
I like shopping. Yeah,
3 days to go shopping. Gee whiz, Scott. You can buy these things online. These.
I believe he's shopping at Yale. That's a big shopping trip. So best wishes to him and his family.
So the question is, when Yale, if she goes to Yale, and does Yale have a hockey team? And if they do, if they play UND, who does he cheer for then?
Well, yes, we know that Yale has a hockey team because former Governor Jack Dalrymple played hockey at Yale.
Oh, okay.
But I think more importantly for Scott is that we know his daughter is highly qualified and skilled. Do they have a vetting program of parents?
And is he on the wrong end of politics for putting a child into Yale in 2017, 2018? She may qualify, but he may not. You know, the Ivy League can get pretty picky if they want to be.
So, Todd, it is. I was just thinking about this when I drove in here this morning. It's not a beautiful day. The last time I was hosting the program was about December 8th. And if you recall, that was an absolute all-out blizzard in North Dakota. You had shoveled a little tunnel through the doorway there.
Yeah.
And North Dakota was in pretty much a complete shutdown.
Our whole front door was a huge, huge mound, and they had to come in with bobcats and dig us out and stuff. That was intense.
Well, I was impressed you did make it here and you did shovel. It wasn't really the shoveling. You don't have your business future in the world of shoveling, but you got it done and you got us through the door.
See, and now eastern North Dakota got some snow, and here in the central and west, we really didn't as much, at least in the southern part of it. In the northern part, they definitely did, but in the southern, the south central and southwestern parts of North Dakota really didn't get anything. Not complaining, just noting the irony.
As I indicated, we have a lot of great guests today, and I will run through the list of our guests. But first, I thought we'd start a little bit with it's day 74 of the North Dakota Legislature. Of course, they are authorized 80 days by law. A lot of discussion, of course, were they going to try and stay through the weekend, or were they going to go home and come back refreshed? And I think the focus is always, do your job and do it right. If it means you're here a couple extra days, I know there's a tremendous pressure to skate out of here a few days early, but there are some significant issues remaining. It has been an extremely difficult, challenging legislative session with the lack of funds and the tough decisions that have to be made. But at the end of the day, I think North Dakota is going to come out of this better, faster, stronger, more efficient in the long run as we try and put some efficiencies back into our what had been a tremendous growth period for a number of years. So tough decisions. There'll be some tough issues for agencies and all of us going forward. But I think this legislative process, they've tried to vet through those. There've been a lot of big decisions, and there's some big decisions left. So I know there was some discussion about wrapping up tomorrow on day 75, but traditionally when they come back here on a Monday, they tend to get a bit windy and stay a few extra days. So I wouldn't be surprised if it would be Wednesday or Thursday. As you had indicated in the introduction, I'm the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and just as we were about to come on the radio this morning, I heard an ad, a news piece that said the lowest gasoline prices in the nation, $2.09 in Mississippi. And when I think back into the early 90s and we had all of the issues with Middle Eastern unrest, the Katrina and the various hurricanes, and everybody was talking about $5 gasoline, it's going to be $5, is it going to be more than $5, and think that today, really primarily because of what North Dakota has done in the Bakken and our ability to bring the best technology in the world to bear right here in North Dakota and uncrack the code to figure out how to produce oil from shale, really we're all benefiting by this. Now, what is it here, $2.37 or something like that. But yeah, we're talking just over $2. And remember, anytime you buy a gallon of gas in North Dakota, 43 cents of that price is state and federal taxes. So essentially, we're taking this incredible resource that was here for millions of years and 50-plus years for us to be able to figure out how to get oil out of it. Now we're applying all that technology, getting it all through the processes. You see the pipelines, the gas plants, the refineries.
By the way, don't blame the cashier at the counter for the price of gas.
No,
either, they have to pay that, too.
They do.
That's the people love to do that. Gee, where's this price at the pump? Hey, guess what? They don't exactly get some dollar discount on it or anything.
Well, but when you just look at the fact, you just take all the miles that you drive and the gallons that you buy in a year, and you think that maybe $2, just say $2 average less per gallon that you're paying for a gallon of gasoline, basically you're buying gas at half price today. And I firmly believe that is a direct result of what we've done in North Dakota and then what's now being replicated across this country. And our first guest this morning is going to be Rick Ross. He's a senior vice president for Whiting Petroleum. Whiting's our largest oil and gas producer. They've really been at the forefront of cracking the code in the Bakken from day one. And Rick has been right on the forefront. So we're going to get an update from him on what's going on. Second guest that will be Sean Wenko, the Williston Economic Development Director. I think we're going to be surprised to see and hear what's going on in Williston. There's not been a lot of discussion or noise about the fact that we're seeing a pretty good rebound up in that area. And our following that, we'll have Brian Kalk, former Public Service Commissioner, who is now moved on to work with the Energy Environmental Research Center in Grand Forks. And after that, we'll have Miles Moretti. He's the CEO of the North Dakota Mule Deer Foundation. Just got a news clip from the Game and Fish Department saying that mule deer numbers in North Dakota are up 16%. For all of us that are hunters, that's good information because it means that there are going to be more licenses, and we're seeing mule deer rebound. And I think some of those breaks that we got this winter in the storms in early February really helped our wildlife populations across North Dakota. And finally, in the last segment, Cindy Sanford, the job service manager in Williston, will be our guest. And tremendous information, over 1,400 jobs now available in western North Dakota in the oil and gas industry and all other related. And she will be here to provide us the specifics about that. Other things going on throughout the week. And we started a Pick Up the Patch program a few years ago. I was up in Williston about 2010, 2011, and talking to the Williston mayor when things were crazy. And I said, "Mayor, what's the one thing that we can do that could really help?" And he said, "Just help us pick up all the trash that flies out of vehicles and gets left around with all of these people." So we started a program at the Petroleum Council. It's called Pick Up the Patch. And throughout that period, it has really taken off on its own and become a huge cleanup effort across western North Dakota. One of our events is this Friday, hosted by Enbridge, and they will be picking up area up in Minot. It's Friday, April 28th at Minot. You can show up at 10 o'clock at the Enbridge office and assist with that one. Also that day, Marathon is holding a Pick Up the Patch program in Dickinson. And starts at 8:30 at their office in Dickinson, and they have lunch to follow. So other events, there's another big Dickinson cleanup The city of Williston has a big cleanup on Saturday, April 29th, later this week. Families and everyone is welcome to come. 8:30 to 11:30, pick up the city of Williston at Davidson Park is where the meet there at 8:30 for your assignments. And also there's been one that's scheduled for along Highway 85, April 30th. They'll work from really from north to south along Highway 85. It's a major cleanup effort, and really compliment everybody for getting out and doing these programs and picking up the patch, because I don't think any of us like to see garbage in the back. And by the way, as a result of this legislature, it will now be, I believe, a $500 fine for littering. And many people from across western North Dakota and other parts of the state supported that legislation. I think before it was like $100. So don't get caught throwing any, or don't throw anything out, because it's now a $500 fine.
It ain't worth it, folks.
It ain't worth it. They find a garbage can. Other events going on this summer, our Bach and Rocks Cook Fest, of course, which Scott is always brings this show to July 18th in West Hope. It'll be the first time that we've been up in West Hope at the West Hope School, and July 20th in Medora, which should be a huge event in Medora. Bring your family out to Medora, and we'll provide you lunch that day. So,
cool. Crazy Bob will be there. He's from West Hope. He's a big regular. What's in your mind? More is coming up. Hang on.
Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hey, welders, nobody pays you more, nobody treats you better than the good folks at Polar Service Center. Polar Service Center has locations in Kildare and Williston, Billings, Montana, too. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have service centers all across North America as well. And you know what? They want you. Welders, they want you. If you want to be appreciated, you want to be with an organization that enjoys your talents, compensates you well, and have some stability, this is the job for you. In addition to great pay, there's superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, a paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and so much more. Gary Meyer is waiting for your call at 701-495-3592. That's Polar Service Center. Call Gary, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. Gary at Polar Service Center. And tell him Scott sent you.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com, or text 701-226-8503. It's brought to you by PetroServe USA, Deli Express Smoked Ham and Cheese on White, Deli Club, or Oven Roasted Turkey and Cheese are $2.29 each. Any roller grill item, 99 cents. No fair putting your own items on the roller grill. I think it's the items they've put on the roller grill. Old Dutch Family Pack Chips, $2.99 each. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5. And don't forget the $50,000 giveaway. Register weekly for your chance at winning one of a 1,050 gift cards at PetroServe USA. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council and for Scott Henn of the Bay and What's in Your Mind.
Thank you, Todd. We do have a text question. What was the price of a, wasn't the price of a barrel of oil almost $150 at the highest? Going by that, it dropped to almost a third. Doesn't that mean a price at the pump should be about $1.75? The answer is oil did peak at about, I believe it was $147 in July of 2009. Then it plummeted in 2009 and early 2010 or so. And prior to this, it was about $85 a barrel. So, you know, it doesn't quite work that you're going to get a dollar for dollar reduction in the price because, of course, there are those fixed costs of getting that barrel and that tax. So you're basically looking at about $1.50 extra to get that barrel out of the ground to the refinery, to the gas station, and to your tank. So, but just the fact that it's dropped almost over half, I think, in that period of time leads us right into our next discussion with Rick. Are you on the phone?
I sure am, Ron.
Good morning, Rick. And Rick is joining us from Denver today. He is the senior VP for Whiting, North Dakota's largest oil and gas producer. And Rick, we've been watching Bakken activity hopefully pick up a little bit. We've seen North Dakota's oil production in the month of February go back up over 1 million barrels a day. Our rig count has gone from about 30 rigs to now around 50 rigs. Each of those rigs is about 180 new jobs and, of course, a tremendous amount of activity with each of those well completions that take place. And we're seeing more of those wells that have been previously drilled but not being completed now being completed. What's Whiting got planned for 2017?
Ron, our plan for this year is we've ramped up our activity a little bit. We're going to be running 4 to 5 rigs, drilling rigs, throughout the year, and our activity will be pretty well distributed across our acreage position. So it'll include Dunn County, McKenzie, Williams, Stark, Montrail. We really don't have a large inventory of uncompleted wells that you were mentioning. We caught up in the third and fourth quarter of 2016, so we're kind of moving forward without a big inventory of wells left to be completed.
Rick, there was a lot of discussion at the legislature about, of course, the projection of the production of oil, but also the projection of the price of oil, which really establishes much of the state budget. When we went over a million barrels in February, and we had dropped in that horrible month of December here, we had dropped almost 90,000 barrels a day, which, if you look back 12 years, that was equal to our total daily production, just the amount that we dropped. We got a lot of that back maybe through better weather into January and February. But what's kind of your big picture projection for oil production for the state of North Dakota over the next year and a half?
Well, obviously, as you mentioned, it depends so much on price because exploration and development companies, oil companies, use their cash flow to reinvest for drilling and completing new wells. So price is a big driver in activity level, as we've seen over the past couple of years. So, but it appears to me that somewhere around 50 drilling rigs is probably an activity level that will flatten out production, keep it fairly flat. I think there will probably be some increase as a result of companies choosing to complete their uncompleted wells. I think there's probably maybe 6 to 10 frac crews working on catching up on what we call DUCs or uncompleted wells. So I would say flat to slightly up over the next year would be my estimate of what production would do.
Rick, two other things that I get asked about a lot, and one is we've seen a lot of efficiency, but it seems like the completion methods that companies like yours are now utilizing, these wells look better than they looked 2 years ago prior to the downturn? And the second question would probably be a lot of discussion about the investment going to the Permian in Texas or the Scoop or the Stack in Oklahoma. You've got the Eagle Ford, and you now have the Niobrara in Colorado and Wyoming. And how's a company like yours determine where to put its dollar if it has resources, opportunities in those other areas?
You bet. First, to comment on completions, that's really a good story for our business. In a very low price oil environment, the industry's really shown our creativity, innovation, ability to be competitive. I think far beyond the expectations of OPEC when they cut back price, we've done a great job. And one of the key areas is efficiency in our completions. And what's happened over the last several years is that we've been able to bring well cost down by maybe 30% overall well cost. At the same time, we've increased the completion sizes by maybe 2 to 3 times the amount of sand that we're using. And the result that that's had is better performance of the wells, improving the economics and our ability to compete at low oil price environments. And there's been a lot of other innovation with technology in completing wells. The industry's using diverters now to try and spread the completion more uniformly across the lateral. I think that's contributed to better performance. And I've also come up with things like dissolving frac plugs, in other words, the plugs that we set downhole to divide stages that will dissolve over time instead of having to drill them out. We're looking at very fine sand, what we call microfine sand or proppant, to improve performance, improve transportation of sand to locations, much quicker operation now. So a lot of innovation. And then to comment on your question about investment going other places such as the Permian Basin, I would say certainly that's true. The Permian Basin is very active right now, and it makes a couple million barrels of oil a day currently. A company such as ours would look at our opportunities and put our dollars where the best return on investment will be. And I think the Bakken still competes favorably, as evidenced by the increase in drilling rigs.
Rick, there's the Dakota Access Pipeline has obviously been a huge story, and we now know we're moving oil through that. And I'm not sure that your company moves oil through that, but in terms of just marketing barrels and having a quality, reliable, affordable, and getting it to a good market, what does that mean to you guys in the long run?
Well, and not to get into, as you say, there's a lot of political pieces to this pipeline, but the bottom line is the most efficient way to move oil is via pipeline. And we think it will be a benefit to producers and to the state with lower differential or better prices that we're going to see.
Okay, Rick, thanks for being with us today, and we look forward to seeing more activity this summer.
Thanks, Ron. Nice talking to you.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Mind brought to you by Polar Service Center, Kildare. Do you want to be appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to an organization? Okay, who doesn't, right? This is an opportunity for you. Polar Service Center, Kildare, North Dakota, looking for an experienced service writer, experienced welder, experienced service operations manager. Hey, wait a minute, that's kind of my title here is operations manager. Of course, I feel appreciated, but hey, they're looking. Competitive pay, superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability, and life insurance, paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, that's, and pay dependent on experience and ability. Gary Meyer would love to talk to you. 701-495-3592, 701-495-3592. 3592 Polar Service Center in Kildare. I'm Todd Mitchell, and in for Scott Hennett today, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council on What's on Your Mind.
Well, thank you, Todd. I'm a bit remiss. I did talk about our visit here in December during a blizzard, but I haven't seen you since then. And I have to say, you absolutely look fantastic.
I shaved my head.
Congratulations. You.
And I'm down 82 pounds. So
82 pounds. You know,
the first of the year.
I used to, when I came into this, I always bring you like a double mocha latte, blah, blah, blah. And this morning I didn't know if I should stop by and get a plate of broccoli or what. So what's your drink these days?
Coffee, although it's generally just plain old black coffee. And thanks for not bringing donuts. Of course, Phil Parker would have stolen those long before I ever saw him anyways.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thanks.
You look just absolutely, you know,
it's working.
More how you look, you just feel like you just have a
getting my life back.
A sense of energy in the room is very evident today. So great job. So
thanks.
Our next guest is Sean Wanko, the executive director of the Williston Economic Development Organization. Sean has been in Williston for a number of years, and I think has ridden the roller coaster of the Great Bakken boom up in Williston, and really has been a leader in the community. And certainly the last two and a half years here has been a kind of a reset for everybody, and I think that's okay to some extent. As Rick Ross mentioned with Whiting, I think as an industry, we are now stronger and better. We are more economically efficient, and we're going to see this thing's going to look vastly different going forward in the next decade as it did in the previous decade. We've now got around 13,000 Bakken wells, and some would suggest that, you know, we may need 40 to 50,000 Bakken wells, but they're drilled differently today. We think we're better at it, and certainly the infrastructure that has been built is simply fascinating, and it gives us a lot of upside. And, Sean, I think you're the expert up in Williston. What's going on in that town?
Good morning, gentlemen. Always good to be on the show. Exactly what you said. Roller coaster's almost right. We went through some crazy times here the last several years, and then it slowed down quite a bit on us. And I always told people that, during the slowdown, it was going to be a chance to catch our breath, and you're going to see an industry get, more efficient, reducing costs, increasing their efficiencies. And so now we're seeing that this year with the city of Williston is this summer's looking very, very good for us. As far as activity in our office, I try to put this in perspective. Some of the programs that we do here, we do a mini match program, which kind of helps for storefront remodels. And we also do a low interest loan program that we partner with the Bank of North Dakota. But to put this in perspective, last year we did 6 mini matches total. And this year we've done 10 just this past month. And the same with our low interest loan program. I think we did 11 loans last year total. And we're up to 7 so far this year. So we're going to surpass that pretty quickly. So, and it's everything that we see now. It's everything that kind of makes the city go around. So it's bringing in more retail opportunities. The restaurants have kind of leveled out and, settling in for some long-term growth. I mean, the housing has caught up. And so we're starting to see those families come into the area and build Williston. Some of the things that have changed that are, really looking good for us, hotel occupancy, that is starting to increase. We were at a low of about 31%, I want to say, in January. We passed the 40% occupancy mark in March, and I think that's going to continue to go up. The apartments, we've got really good news for that. I think overall we're averaging about 60% in the occupancy market there. And that range is all over the scale. It just depends on the type and the amenities. And, some of the multifamily units that went up that were kind of built for long-term sustainability, they're seeing occupancy as high as 90%. And some of your kind of entry-level apartments, I'll call them, they're still probably down in that 30 to 40% range for occupancy. But, we're seeing that come up. Single-family home sales are remaining strong. We're seeing a demand in the market for single-family home sales. So we've got that going, for
Sean,
us.
Sean, how about the lot of discussion, of course, about the rental apartment rental prices in 2010 through 2015? What are you seeing in terms of rental prices in apartments?
Yeah, the latest comp that I've seen, and this took the comparables took 17 of what I would say maybe are more long-term, our long-term higher-end multifamily units. As far as rentals going right now, the average rate is about $1.25 a square foot. So you're about that $1,000 to $1,200 a month range might get you into a two-bedroom, a nice two-bedroom apartment. So it's leveled out significantly. At the same time, again, I mean, there's still, when we talk about maybe some entry-level multifamily units, you could probably find apartments out there for, that $500 to $600 range as well. So there's variety and there's options out there now as far as living goes.
And just to put that in perspective, 2013, 2014, the price of a two-bed apartment probably would have been?
Well, I always told people back then you wanted to plan for about $1,200 a bedroom. So you could, it wasn't uncommon to hear a two-bedroom was $2,500 to $3,000 a month back in the day.
Well, markets work, I guess, and that's I see that. I mentioned we're going to have Cindy Sanford from Job Service on, and she, I've got a quote in a piece of paper that she had written here that wages are on the rise too, $26 to $28 for C-Dale truck drivers, up from $18 an hour in October. So supply and demand, and certainly that's a good thing. So being able to attract those workers and their families back. And how about the secondary job opportunities in Williston, Sean?
Yeah, and you're seeing that. I mean, that always follows when we see a nice rise in the oil and gas jobs or oil and gas related jobs. That secondary market always sees a rise in demand for us. So there's opportunity across the board from anywhere from retail to business development or childcare. the medical profession, education sector. I mean, all those. We've got jobs open in that entire market.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. You can text into 701-226-8503 or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Thank you, Todd. And we encourage calls or texts with questions this morning for our guests. You know, Sean, I think this isn't a miracle by any chance, but when I started going to Williston in the early 2000s when I started this job, it was like Williston was frozen in time in 1981 or 1979. And you go there now, and the things that are going to bring these families back to Williston, talk a little bit about what you're seeing in terms of schools and your wellness center and some of the things that as a city that you've taken on in terms of really trying to change the dynamics of the city of Williston.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It was exciting. You know, I grew up in Williston, and when I graduated in the early 90s, I did what most young professionals did. You moved away because there wasn't a lot of opportunity. And, you know, I came back in 2008, and the change in just the past several years has been significant. So, you know, we've got the new high school, which opened up last fall. I want to say that was about maybe a $60 million project. Those numbers might be a little rough. The new area recreation center, that was a $68 million project. That was really a game changer for us as far as quality of life goes. You know, a couple things too, Ron, we got in the pipeline right now are our fire station. They're just finishing up on renovations or remodels to station one. They opened up a second station here a couple months ago, and they're just going to be finishing up by late summer. They'll finishing up on station three. So that kind of gives you an idea of how much the city has grown. We're going to be starting work on a new public works facility here. A new wastewater treatment facility is going to be coming online. And the big thing I think that everybody's talking about is our airport project. And I'll tell you, I was out there on Friday to take a look at the activity, and they've started, you know, the perimeter fence is up, and they've started the site grading, and that project is in full swing and moving forward. So we're excited to see that. We think that's going to be a very big addition to quality of life and growth for our community.
The Williston Airport has received a lot of legislative attention, and in fact, at 11 o'clock this morning, I see there's a conference committee scheduled on Senate Bill 2013, which includes the funding for the Williston Airport, includes the funding for the hub cities and the western communities, and it's been a big issue. And just in terms of that airport and the regional pole, and what do you see that doing for the community and really the region and
well, you know, we think it opens up a lot of opportunities. You know, everybody talks about diversification, and when we talk economic development, transportation is key. Transportation development is key. So whether we're partnering with the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway, you know, to create the four-lane highway access on Highway 85, or we're working on this new airport project, I mean, it's going to help with our efforts going forward in growth in the community and the region in the future. And the same thing, you know, we always point out with this airport is, you know, we're building this airport for the future. So, you know, this is a 50-year model that we're doing this airport for, and other towns regionally are going to use it. You're going to see, you know, people from Watford, eastern Montana, and some of the smaller towns on the northern part, northwestern part of North Dakota are going to use this airport. So it's going to be a big draw for everybody.
And do you expect a fair amount of direct flights to not only Minneapolis, but other cities across the country from Williston? Obviously, we would like to see one to Houston in the oil and gas industry.
Yep, that is the ultimate goal, you know, with the development of this airport is just really to increase the access of the air service, you know, coming in and out of here, and really to make it, you know, to make it easier and more cost effective to do business in Williston.
Well, one last item, I guess, is the big splash a few years ago on the opening of the community center. And how has that played out for the community?
You know, it's been very good. You know, they just passed their 1 millionth visitor here several months ago. It still gets utilized quite a bit. And, you know, as far as the center itself, I always tell people it's a game changer. It's a big selling feature when we try to get young professionals to move to this area. I think a lot of people can't. They don't realize how massive it is and what it offers here for Western North Dakota.
All right, Sean, thanks for being our guest today, and we look forward to seeing you in Williston soon. We'll be right back.
Thank you, gentlemen.
serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Every day, stop in at a PetroServe USA location. If you haven't this week, do it. Because every week, they have a new batch of names drawn for your chance at winning one of 1,050 gift cards. That's a $50,000 giveaway going on at PetroServe USA. The folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. PetroServe USA. Also, some great deals all month long. Any item on the roller grill is 99 cents. Oh, I love it. The brats, the hot dogs, check it out. Old Dutch Family Pack chips are $2.99 each. Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5. The Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white. Deli Club oven roasted turkey and cheese, all $2.29 each. Great deal as well. And don't forget our favorite, the 4 for $4 special, hot stuff personal pan pizza. 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink of your choice, all day, every day, 4 for $4. 4 items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute, sponsored by the North Dakota Farmers Union, features NDSC safety consultant Rick Halderson, recognizing how the NDSC can contribute to agriculture businesses.
Absolutely. We can provide information. We've co-opted with several farm groups and done some presentations on some of their annual meetings and so forth, and we're happy to work with organizations to do that. So if there is even a local farm group that is available and wants some input and some trainings, we can tailor stuff for them. And hardware, you know, we can provide suggestions. There's so many things that are so easy to use now and protect so well, and we can help provide some tips and some guidance there too.
For more safety tips, resources, and trainings available, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Talking about MyPillow, it's not hype. And if you don't believe me and Scott, well, I don't know how you'd talk to our pets, but now we each have a My Pet Pillow, and now they're fighting over it. And every once in a while, my wife will just decide to lay down on the My Pet Pillow. I guess we got to get a My Pillow mattress would be the next step. But I am truly sleeping better than I have before because of my pillow. The inventor, Mike Lindell, he had problems sleeping. pillow go flat. He'd flip-flop all night. He'd wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, felt like he needed a nap, even though he slept his full 8 hours. So he went to work and invented MyPillow. Patented pillow to give you the exact support you need, regardless of your sleep position. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or 1-800-506-9028. Promo code Scott, you can get Mike's 4-pack special. 50% off to my pillow premium pillows and to go anywhere pillows. Don't forget free shipping on orders over $100 as well. To get that special deal, promo code Scott at mypillow.com or call 1-800-506-9028. My pillow. Todd Mitchell and Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council in for Scott today on What's on Your Mind.
Todd, I can't disagree. The MyPillow, we got a house full of them now. They're fabulous.
They are. And now we get the My Pet Pillow. My pets are finally leaving my MyPillow alone. Yeah. Taking theirs.
I'm not sure about the My Pet Pillow. It might be the shredded pet pillow.
You'd think in my house it would have been by now, but I think they love it too much to be shredding it. So,
I heard you on with Ed Schaefer a week or so ago, and you were introducing him as, you know, do we call him governor? Do we call him secretary? Do we call him president? And he was just,
oh, by the way, I aired folks. Yeah. And now here's President Ron Ness.
Oh, well, yes, thank you. But my next guest is, I think, has the same deal. He's a great North Dakota example of worldly experience that came back home, and you know, you can call him Commissioner Kalk, you can call him, I'm not sure, were you a Captain Kalk in the Marines, and now he's the Director of Energy Systems Development at the EERC in Grand Forks, North Dakota, Brian Kalk. I'll just call you Brian if that's okay, but and he's also a doctor, so he's got all these different titles. But Brian, how are you this morning?
Hey, super, Ron. Thanks for having me on. And my most favorite title is my daughter calls me Dad.
Well, that's probably the best.
Well, title. I guess we could call you Dad. That would feel kind of funny because I think if I'm not mistaken, I'm older than you, so that would be kind of weird. But
Brian's daughter is does the TV news down in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and I've got a brother who lives there, and he says that she's doing great. She's become a big hit in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
All right.
So, Brian, a little snow on the ground in Grand Forks this morning?
Yeah, absolutely. I drove up this morning, actually, because I'm still commuting back and forth a little bit, and snow on the ground. I heard they had 6 inches of snow west of here over Michigan, so we're not out of the woods quite yet. So people still need their baseload power, and pretty soon we'll switch to air conditioning. So I'm excited to be part of the energy equation in a different role right now, but things are going well up in Grand Forks right now.
Brian, you bring a unique perspective to North Dakota's energy industry, and I thought maybe you could give a little background on, I know you're from Botno, and you spent time in the military, and then you served on the Public Service Commission, but all of that has brought a sense of the value of energy in this world that we live in. Can you give us a little bit of your history?
Well, absolutely, Ron. I mean, think for me, my kind of aha moment, I was a young sergeant over in Desert Storm, and I remember when Hussein with the oil fields on fire, and I'm sitting there thinking, okay, we're over here fighting this war, and we're doing foreign policy, and oil is driving foreign policy. Energy is important, energy security, national security. So somewhere in there, I think it really defined a lot of my time towards the end of my career in the Marine Corps. When I finished, it caused me to go back and get the advanced degrees. I was teaching at NDSU. You know, ended up working at the commission for 8 years. I really enjoyed my time in the Public Service Commission, being involved in the siting of important facilities, whether it be pipelines or power lines or coal or gas. But then now I had the opportunity to get up here and be in a different side of the energy equation when we're doing the research and development, you know, the next generation, what it might be for fuels, what it might be for ways to make electricity. And I really believe that, I think I heard Secretary Perry talk about it. It's not just energy security. He wants energy dominance for the U.S. to lead the world in all types of energy. And so that's kind of been my mantra of who I am. And I'm really excited to be doing some of the projects the EERC is doing up here. ERC has been around for a long time. I think that 51 is when it first started and got through a lot of different changes. But I'm happy to talk to you whatever you want on that, Ron, because I'm excited to be up here and the good work that's going on and be part of this team.
Brian, it seems like we take our energy security for granted in this country, and as opposed to what you saw when you were over in the Middle East, how do you get that across to the young people in this country, and what it means to have turned this tide of just a decade ago, we were talking solely about our reliance on foreign oil, 65%. Today, you used the word dominance.
Well, absolutely. I think it's, you know, what you bring us, I think, probably the problem. How do you take the strategic level questions, thoughts, and break them down to the average person in the Senex station or at the grocery store? And I think what it comes down to is when we start seeing a few years ago the propane costs were, you know, $7, $8, $9 a unit, and you start seeing the price of fuel going up, and we continue to see men and women deploying overseas to promote the U.S. way of life, which requires energy. But how do you break that down to the average person? I think just like you're doing in this show,
Ryan, we're going to jump to a break here, but you're going to stay with us into the next segment. So we'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
I don't watch my energy use just because it's good for the environment, or just because state rebates save me money, or just because I work for a power company.
Mom, I'm home!
I do it because my commitment is to her. To teach her how to save.
I'm here!
To do good work. And above all else, to leave a place a little better than you found it. She's my reason. That's why I'm proud to work at Autotel Power Company.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.